The second Ha'ara is, just moving along in no particular order, is, so the Gemara says, so why is it that the Anshei Mamie didn't fast on Sunday? And the Gemara gave three reasons. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mipnei Anoitzrim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, Mipnei Shehu Shlishi Liyitzira. Reish Lakish said, Mipnei Neshama Yisera. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said the reason is because it's Shlishi Liyitzira. Rashi gave a very interesting pshat. Rashi says, Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. He was created on Erev Shabbos. So if he was created on Erev Shabbos, it comes out his Shlishi Liyitzira was on Sunday. We know that a person, third day after an operation, is Shvach. Adam HaRishon was born. So certainly, day three, which is Sunday, he was Shvach. Because Adam HaRishon was Shvach, it's for that reason it's considered dangerous to fast on that day, because the assumption is that all the Kehanim are going to be Shvach on that day. And the truth is, at first glance, it's very, very tzarech bir. L'chura, ma inyin, the fact that Adam HaRishon was Shvach on that first Sunday of his life, to now, thousands of years later, you have Kehanim that would love to fast on Sunday for some tzar and klai is what we don't. No, don't fast. It's considered dangerous because it's shlishi for what? Because Adam HaRishon? Adam HaRishon, for him it was the third day. But what does that have to do with a yid that right now is a member of these mamadas that's holding my fasting? L'chura, what does Adam HaRishon's Sunday being Shlishi Liyitzira have to do with the Anshei Maimed so many years later? So you know who asks this kasha? The Rajba. The Rajba asks this kasha. It's in Tshuvas HaRajba. It's actually in two places. It's in Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish Tzadik, and it's in Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Yud Gimel. And the Rajba is Mechiach from this Gemara, a tremendous Yisoid. The Rajba's Mechiach that you see from this Gemara, that anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'sheishis Yimei Bereishis, on a particular day, when that particular day comes around, at any point in the future, the koyach, hayetzira, of that first day, is choyzev v'neir. Sechazet sechib benachamo. So, on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, Shemayim v'aretz v'yehi ar. So there's a koyach of v'yehi ar in every single Yom Rishon. And the same is true for Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on that day, B'riya Sa'olam, it now made it part of the Teva that there's some connection between the B'riya of that Inyan and that particular day at B'yas Goyal Tzedek. Forever, that day will be associated with whatever it was created on that day. And the Koyach HaYetzira will be included. It's as if to say the Yetzira on some level chazit zechiber. And that koyach is something that exists. The Rajba says that the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Samachei Amid Beis, the Gemara says that to a Tuam Mayuron, that every Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Chanin of Rabbi Shaya, have yasvi kol maili Shabbat. Every Erev Shabbos they would sit, va'aski b'seifi Yetzira. And they were Isaac and Seifi Yetzira, u'mivrlu igla tilsa. And they would make an eagle. So what are you making for Shabbos? Seifi Yetzira, and they would make food for Shabbos. They didn't just make an egel, they made an iglatil, so that's the most chashuva type of egel. Va'ochlile. And then they would go ahead and they would eat it. So Rav Chanina and Rav Yeshaya, this is what they would cook up, literally, every single Erev Shabbos. They would make an iglatil, so using Seifi Yetzira. Says the Rajba, it's poshet, that the Gemara says that when did they do it? They did it on Erev Shabbos. You know why they did it on Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos was the only time they had the koyach to do it. Because Erev Shabbos, what was created, animals were created on Erev Shabbos. A man was also created on Erev Shabbos. But that's when the animals were created. And because the animals were created on Erev Shabbos, so on Erev Shabbos, there's a koyach to create animals. As I stay in Rajba. Yesh Meayin. And they knew the Seifa Yetzira, but it's true, they knew how to use the Seifa Yetzira, but they were only able to manipulate Erev Shabbos. And it says the Rajba, that's why the Gemara says they did it Erev Shabbos. And not Erev Yontif. And the Gemara says there's 4 days a year where the butchers used to sell more meat than any other day. And there's nafkiminas and halacha, suyas of Oysav Espinoy, Leisishchot B'yamechot, comes up in different places in Shas. And the Rajba says you don't find on those days where people were eating so much food that they were going and they were making animals with Seifi Yetzir. Because Erev Yontif, they couldn't do it. It was only Erev Shabbos that they were able to do it. They were able to do it on Erev Shabbos because Erev Shabbos was the Zman of Yetzirah. And therefore, that day they were able to tap in to the Koyach HaYetzirah through the Seifi. But it's only because on Erev Shabbos, this is what happens. Says the Rajba, this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, that first Sunday of Adam's life, He was shvach. Why was he shvach? Because it's shlish liyitzir. So the kashas, what does that have to do with the anshei maimed that thousands of years later want to fast? The teretz says because if Adam was created on yom vav, on some level we're all being created on yom vav. So you say in Rashba, we're all being created on yom vav, and if we're all being created on yom vav, every single Sunday is for us shlish liyitzir, and that's why you're exhausted, you're knocked out. It's because why? It's because it's shlish liyitzir, and because it's shlish liyitzir, therefore it's what do you mean? Shlish liyitzir for Adam Arishin, yeah. But if for Adam Arishin it was shlish liyitzir, that means there's a koyach hayitzir that's chayzav neir that repeats itself every single yom shishi. This is what the Rashba says. And therefore, every single Sunday was considered to be a shvach day, like Rashi says. And that's why the Anshei Maimed didn't fast on this day. So this Rashba is something that we've mentioned in the past. I mean, this is the Gemara, so if not today, then when? So of course, we had to speak out the Rashba today. But just two very nice ha'aris related to this Rashba. Number one, on Matzoy Shabbos, when we make Avdalah, we make a Boirei Ma'irei Ya'ish. So why do we make the Boirei Ma'irei Ya'ish on Matzah Shabbos? The Pashup Shad is because on Shabbos, you weren't allowed to have Hanah from fire, like Sevaru Ish B'chomesh V'Seichem B'Yem HaShabbos, and now Matzoy Shabbos you can, so you're appreciating the Ish, and because you're appreciating the Ish, so therefore you make the bracha of Bayram, meaning Bayram Ish has nothing to do with Havdalah. Havdalah is it being Mavdal ben Kodesh L'chol. What does it have to do with Bayram? It's the Besamim we take because of the Neshama Yisera, Chushareach, right? We want to appease the Neshama. But what does Bayram Ish have to do with anything? So that's the Pashup Shabbos. But the Achronim say that Lefidus Rashbi, you can say, the Gemara says in Masechtis Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalid Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Shtei Dvarim Olu B'Machshava Libaris B'Erev Shabbos. There were two things that was Olu B'Machshava by Hashem to create an Erev Shabbos, but V'Loi Nivran Matzoy Shabbos. But they weren't created until Matzoy Shabbos. Matzoy Shabbos, Aslan Kadosh Baruch Hu Dei Adam Arishin. Hashem gave das to Adam Arishin. Me'ein dugma shal maila. It was some real heavenly das. Ve'hevi shnei avanim. He took two stones. Ve'tochan on zubazu. He grinded them against each other. Ve'yotza mehen. Or fire came out. And fire was created when? On Matzoy Shabbos. So say the Achroinim, if fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, and the Rashba said, based on our Gemara, that anything that was created at a particular time, when that time comes again, it's stronger. So it comes out, when is fire most potent? It's most potent on Matzoy Shabbos. So it's a nice additional knetch, why you would make the bracha of Bayer Mariesh on Matzoy Shabbos. Yeah, Pasha, the reason is, like we said, but there's a nice Haysafa. The Haysafa is that that's when fire was created. That's often the Gemara. Psachim Nun Dalad Amar Aleph. Nusaf, that's when fire was created, so it's very geschmack that it's starker then. If it's starker then, that would be an appropriate time to do it. One other ha'ara related to this Rashba, and that is the Gemara in Mesechtes Brachis Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. It's a classic Gemara. The Gemara says that the Tana Rabbi Eliezer once entered the Beis HaKnesses. V'lo imatza asara. He couldn't find a minion. He needed a minion. They had nine people, but they needed a tzenta. He had his Evet Kanani. V'shichar Avdai. He was Meshachar his Evet Kanani. V'shlima la'asara. And like this, he had a minion. V'ayt the Gemara. Why? How was he allowed to do it? V'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, kol Meshachar Avdai everybody say. Shenem aloy lemem tavoidu. So the Gemara says that this was the Dvar Mitzvah, and it was a Mitzvah the Rabbim, and because it was a Mitzvah the Rabbim, therefore Rabbi Eliezer went ahead, and he was Meshachar his Evet Kanani. The Chida in his Birkei Yosef brings that he heard Akasha from this Gemara on a famous chiddush from the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi and one of his tshuvas clarifies, what would be if somebody created a golem? Someone created a golem. So we've heard of the golem in Prague. Chacham Tzvi says that he had a zeda who lived in Chelem. His name was Rabbi Yo Michelem. And Rabbi Yo Michelem had gemacht a golem at Pashafen a golem. He made a golem. So he wants to know, does the Chacham Tzvi, if somebody would make a golem, could the golem be Mitzdarif Laminyan? Or could the golem not be Mitzdarif Laminyan? This was the shayla of the Chacham Tzvi. So Pasha, you would say, of course he can't be Mitzdarif Laminyan. He's not a Yid. What's the Havamid that can be Mitzdarif Laminyan? So he says a very big chiddush. He says, because the Gemara says that Kolam Agadol Yosef Yisayim B'tech Beis and Madlal of Akosav Kilu Yaldoi. So being that the owner of the golem, his Zayda's golem was raised by his Zayda, so it was Kilu Yaldai of the Zayda. He was like the Zayda's kid. If he's the Zayda's kid, maybe he would have a din of Yisro. Tremendous chedushin going on, but this is a tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. As I declared the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chida says he heard Adam Gadol ask the Kasha. His Kasha was that if it's true Chamtzvi had it sad that a goylem could be mitzarif l'minyan. Rabbi Eliezer walks into Beis Medrash and he couldn't find a minyan. He needs a tzeinta. So what did he do? He has an Eved Kanani. He was mishacher as Eved Kanani. The Gemara said it was problematic. Call him a shacher avdo everybasei. It's not so posh. You should be able to do this. But this is what he went ahead and did. He went ahead, he was mishacher as Eved Kanani. So this was his kasha. His kasha was Rabbi Eliezer. We know Rabbi Eliezer was. He's a Pirkei the Rabbi Eliezer fame. So l'chur Rabbi Eliezer should have had a posh tzeitza. He should have made a goylem. What's he being mishacher as Eved? He should have made a goylem. So the Pardes Yosef in an art says that Lafida Rajba, it's bullshit. Because what did the Rajba say? The Rajba says that the only time you could do this is when is on Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos was the Zman of Yitzira. And that's why you find the Gemara says that the Amayroim that were able to make an Igla Til. So when did they do it? They did it on Erev Shabbos. They didn't do it on Erev Yontif. They didn't do it even on, you know, Erev Shvuas, where Hakomaydin the Beinin Ami Lachem. They didn't do it Erev Shmini Atzeres, where you find it with the Yidden used to be Marba Besud. It was Davka Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is the Zman of Yetzira, and therefore it's on that day that there's a special Koyach HaYetzira. So Zokt, the Pardes Yosef, Lafi the Rash, but only works on Erev Shabbos. Who said the story happened on Erev Shabbos? In fact, if you look in the Rosh on this Gemara, the Rosh says he thinks it happened on Shabbos. He thinks the Gemara over there was Parsha Zachar. It's the famous Rosh. The Parsha Zachar is the Raisa. It's on that Gemara right there. Oh, but Erev Shabbos? Mechtesi. 6 out of 7 chances it didn't happen on Erev Shabbos. So Lafi said, Miyushev, the Kasha that the Chida brought from an Adam Gadol on the Chacham Tzvi.